Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nangako si Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers na ihahatid niyang tinawag niyang pinakaresponsabling budget kung saan inaasahan ang mga pagtitipid o savings sa bawat portfolio o kagawaran ng pamahalaan. Sa pagtatanggol sa mga posibleng pagbabago sa negative gearing at capital gains tax, sinabi ng gobyerno na ang layunin ng budget na ito ay ang pakikibagay sa mga hindi tiyak na sitwasyong kinakaharap ng ekonomiya ng Australia. Ang kabuuan ng detalye sa ulat na binuo ni Sydney Lang na isinalin sa ating wika. Sa gitna ng matinding kawalan ng katiyakan sa ekonomiya, naghahanda ang gobyernong federal na ilabas ang tinatawag ni Treasurer Jim Chalmers na kanyang pinakaresponsabling budget.
This will be a really responsible budget focused on resilience and reform. There'll be a productivity package, there'll be a tax reform package, and there'll also be a very substantial savings package as well.
Nakatakdang maghatid ang federal budget ng mas mataas na kabuuang matitipid habang nangangako si Chalmers ng mas mahigpit na pagbawa sa paggagastos. Sa gitna namang inaasahang bagyang pagtaas ng kita dahil sa mataas na inflation at presyo ng bilihin na dulot ng digmaan sa Middle East, sinabi ng Treasurer na ang lahat ng sobrang kita ay itatabi bilang savings.
We will save more than we spend, and we will bank the upward revisions to revenue as well. We did this in December in the mid-year update, and we will do it again in May. I understand and I appreciate that there is a lot of interest in tax reform in this budget. That's welcome from my point of view. What you will see in the budget is in gross terms, there will be more dollars in savings than dollars in revenue upgrades. There will also be more dollars in savings than dollars in tax reform.
Binaliwala naman ni Chalmers ang mga espekulasyon tungkol sa karagdagang bawas buwis o tax cuts at itinuro ang naisibatas ng bawas sa income tax na $5 kada linggo simula Hulyo 1 at karagdagang $5 sa susunod na taon. Sa isang kaganapan ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry sa Melbourne, sinabi ni Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson na ang mga tax cut ng gobyerno ay malayo sa paglutas ng mga problemang pang-ekonomiya na kinakaharap ng mga residente sa Australia.
Those tax cuts didn't even come close to returning bracket creep. By the time of the December budget update last year, just 7 months after the last federal election, the tax cuts Labor took to the last election had already been wiped out by the Treasurer's active inflation agenda. That's why over their time in government, the Albanese government is the highest taxing government in Australian history, and why personal income taxes in particular are at the highest level as a share of the economy. Ever.
Sa kabila ng mga pangako noong kampanya na hindi babaguhin ng negative gearing, sinabi ni Chalmers na tututukan ng budget ang mga intergenerational pressures o ang mga pasaning kakaharapin ng susunod na henerasyon. Bago ang paglalabas ng budget, umusbong ang mga espekulasyon tungkol sa posibleng pagbabago sa capital gains tax at negative gearing. Pero nang tanungin kung ang pagbawi sa mga pangakong ito ay makakasira sa tiwala ng mga botante, sinabi ng Treasurer na inaasahan ng gobyerno na gumawa ng desisyon base sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon.
Yeah, our responsibility is to calibrate the budget to the conditions, to understand and respond to the very real pressures that people are under now and in intergenerational terms as well. And you build trust by taking the right decisions for the right reasons and explaining if you've come to a different view over time, being upfront and explaining why that has been the case.
Dahil sa agenda sa mga susunod na henerasyon, may mga haka-haka din tungkol sa posibleng pagtaas ng buwis sa mga dibidendo mula sa family trusts. Sa panayam ng Seven Sunrise, ikinatwira ni One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce na ang mga hakbang na ito ay hindi patas, natatarget sa mga taong nag-invest sa loob ng mahabang panahon.
People who are prudent, who after they have paid tax on their income, invest in capital assets so their children can have a better life by handing across an asset to them because they went without. They didn't buy the new boat, they didn't go on the trip, they didn't buy the new car, they put their money away for other people who come after them. And what's happening now is Uncle Jim has run out of money, he's desperately looking for it, so he's going to the prudent people and ripping it off them.
Sinabi naman ni Tim Wilson na matapos hindi ito pa rin umano ang mga pangako tungkol sa Stage 3 tax cuts, nawawala na ng kontrol ang gobyerno anya sa ekonomiya ng Australia.
Jim Chalmers is now actively telling us he needs to break trust, to build trust, so that he can target trusts. The economic follow-through is real. Last financial year, 8 businesses collapsed every business hour. It is clear the Treasurer has lost control of the economy. Policy is heading in one direction, the Reserve Bank in the other, and Australians are being caught in between.
Bukod sa mga bawas sa National Disability Insurance Scheme o NDIS at private health insurance rebates, sinabi ni Finance Minister Katie Gallagher na bawat portfolio ay nakatukoy na ng mga matitipid na pondo.
The budget will also include $2.7 billion in savings in 29-30 from reduced spending on external labour and non-wage spending like travel and property hospitality across the APS. And it'll also have significant savings from unallocated funding across a number of departments. It will also include reprioritisation within defence, which the DPM has taken you through, and also an effort around reducing fraud and non-compliance across MBS and PBS. And so just, I guess, the message I'm saying there is, and I've been asked this in the last few days, is there will be savings across every portfolio. We've looked everywhere for savings.
Pagdating naman sa mga hakbang para sa cost of living, sinabi ng Treasurer na hindi kasama sa budget ang desisyon na palawigin ang bawas sa fuel excise pagkatapos ng Hunyo. Sa pagbibigay diin na pansamantala lamang ang mga bawas na iyon, sinabi ni Chalmers na mayroong mga nakahandang plano o contingencies para sa mga susunod na hakbang sa cost of living. Hiwalay sa pangunahing budget. Sinabi niyang ilalatag ng gobyerno ang plano tungkol sa posibleng masamang senaryo sa ekonomiya.
Well, obviously we've got a whole range of contingencies and we need to be prepared for any scenario, including a downside scenario. I think in response to Leah's question before, you know, we made it clear that we will sketch out for Australians what that downside scenario could look like, and clearly if the economy deteriorates quicker and worse than what we're anticipating in the budget, of course, we will consider our options at that point.
At yan ang ulat na binuo ni Sydney Lang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.